The latest news on Tasmanian racing.
Yellow Sam hit the front from El Verino. Yellow Sam in front, and it's Yellow Sam for the Mystic Journey. Mega Mia hit the front, 100 left to go though. Jenny Jerome is running on from El Verino, but Mega Mia wins the Vamos by neck. Acceleration getting the upper hand, and Acceleration is racing away to win.
It's time for Tassie Time.
Yeah, Matty Reid joins us now with all of the latest racing news out of the Apple Isle. Morning, Matty. How are you?
Very well, Nev. How are you going?
Well, thank you. Beautiful weather here in Melbourne at the moment. Just incredible autumn weather. Top of 18 degrees today. Sun's going to be out. What's it like down there in Tassie at the moment?
Yeah, no, I can't say the same down here, Nev. It's rainy. It's a bit horrible, but it is that time of year. We had a really good April. We've been pretty lucky, so we're probably ready for a bit of wet weather. And unfortunately, it has arrived today.
All right, well, hopefully a few people can jump up on the plane through the winter and get up there and watch The Inevitable, who's heading up to Queensland for the Winter Carnival. He's going to be going to the BRC Sprint and also the Stradbroke, hopefully, after that. That's great to hear that the little champ's going well.
Yeah, absolutely. He had a gallop with a couple of stablemates that are heading up there to Queensland with him before the last Hobart meeting, which was about 10 days ago now. He left last week and he went up there, and I think they're hopeful and maybe a little bit confident that the champ still has some good racing left. It's difficult to know how to assess him. You look at his campaign last prep, he was probably a good thing beaten in the Theo Marks. He was then right in the market for a Toorak and an Epsom, and then he came back home and he just wasn't the same horse. So if we see the horse that we saw interstate early last campaign, then I think he'd be right up to those sort of races. But if he's the horse that we saw down here in Tassie, then he probably won't be. So fingers crossed we'll see the best of him, because I think if we do, he'll be giving those races a shake.
Yeah, well, we know the best of him is a very good horse. So it's exciting for those that are heading up and are going to be following the Queensland Winter Carnival. They'll get to see The Inevitable in action. You'll get to see some of Glenn Stevenson's horses in action this weekend at Caulfield. He's bringing First Accused and also Stone Cold Stunner across. And we're actually going to catch up with him a little bit later in the show.
He's always good for a chat, Steve-O. If you ask him about how he went down at Warrnambool last week, I think he's still recovering. So make sure you get something out of him there. But yeah, he's taking a couple of cross. First Accused was our new market winner. Won the Tassie Stakes, actually knocked off The Inevitable in that Tasmanian Stakes win. It'd be probably the favourite for our Horse of the Year title, First Accused. So it's not the first time the horse has ventured in the state. It is the first time in the care of Glenn Stevenson. So it'd be interesting to see how he stacks up. I do tend to think it's hard to get the match fit going up for a first-up assignment interstate. The horse has trialled recently in Devonport and worked well there, but it hasn't raced since Launceston Cup Day, which was in late February. And Stone Cold Stunner is actually a really good story. She was first trained by Maren Eustace. She arrived to Glenn Stevenson as a maiden. She's won seven races for Steve-O, so she heads back to contest at Fillies and Mares Benchmark 78. She's been a winning machine. She's versatile. She can race forward and back. And Steve-O's putting his faith in his main stable rider, Cody Jordan, to go across and ride both of those horses. And Cody had a lot of success with them during our summer festival. So hopefully they draw some gates and can run some cheeky races.
All righty. Looking forward to catching up with Steve-O in around an hour's time. Good racing at Hobart this weekend on Sunday?
Yeah, nine race card down there, Nev. We've got a pair of $50,000 races that a size produce for two-year-olds will unfortunately be a little bit of a non-event. There was only four nominations for that race. They will run it, but it won't be much of a spectacle, unfortunately. But the three-year-old Autumn Classic will be a really good race. The Thespian Waters is probably the standout there. He's a horse that we saw through the summer festival and post-carnival has raced really well as well. He's probably the standout, but a good nine-race program there in Hobart on Sunday. We're settled into Sunday afternoon racing as far as the thoroughbreds go. That's where we are almost exclusively for the next 4 or 5 months between Devonport and Hobart. So a mixture of grass and the Cinto up in Devonport, and we're down south this week for a good program.
All right, and we've got Tasmanian Greyhound involvement at Sandown tomorrow night.
We do. Fast Minardi, I think he's in race 12, box 3, and he was at the head of the market when I looked this morning. Fast Minardi and Raiders Guide just carried the can for Tassie Greyhound Racing for the last 12 months, really. They've kicked all kinds of goals. Vast Minardi heads across on the back of a track record run in Launceston last week. The Sandown Cup is the aim for him. We might even have Raiders Guide in that series as well. Raiders Guide went to New South Wales to contest the $500,000 7.15 last Friday night. Unfortunately, was slow out and ran four. So Vast Minardi gets another look at Sandown tomorrow night, and hopefully he wins that and it'll be full steam ahead to the Sandown Cup series.
All righty, looking forward to that. The Launceston listeners are telling me that it's 19 and sunny down there, Matty, today. That couldn't be right, could it? 19 and sunny at 9.30 in the morning.
Well, it probably is. I reckon we've been robbed all summer down here in Hobart. Any time I looked at the forecast in Launceston, it was a lot better in Hobart. I'd travel up there to cover the Launceston meetings. It was a lot better than down here. But I do need it to hold out this weekend now because I'm heading to Launceston to watch the Hawks and the Saints on Saturday. So give me a nice sunny day up there on Saturday.
The app says 17 and sort of sunny. So I guess you take that at this time of the year, don't you, Matty?
Yeah, that'll do.
Absolutely. Good on you, mate. Appreciate the update as always. Chat next week.
Thanks, Dan. Talk soon.
There's Matt Reed joining us there.